This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Tasha LeClaire, a graduate of the University of Wyoming MFA program, living in Missoula, Montana.
LeClaire questions the history written by those who claimed a right to speak for the West. She empathizes with those voices who have gone unacknowledged. She writes,
"When I write about the West, I feel as though I'm poking around the perimeter of a vast blank place where words don't live. It's not about having the right to talk about it. One of the West's most cherished myths is that some must earn the right to call it home, as if they are pioneers who must go on settling this land, through words if they are writers, in order to claim it. Maybe it's our own fragile sense of identity that dredges up a deep-down craving for the power to decide who has the right to be here and who doesn't. I grew up in Wyoming, on a patch of deeded land on the Wind River Indian Reservation. My dad is half Shoshone, my mom is white. My coloring is light, my brother's dark. I felt cut up by boundaries within boundaries, cut up by fences, cut up by shades of light and dark. For these reasons, I never felt sure of my claim to this place. Instead, I came to believe that such a claim, made by someone like myself, may not only be classified as delusional, but comes at a price. Years passed and my community did not seem to expand, despite the West's supposed pioneer character. If anything, we were losing people, and these losses seemed specific: Natives, LGBT youth, girls, and women. When I consider what needs to be said about the West, I think about the people we've lost. Those who never existed in the West I heard about, am still hearing about."
LeClaire pairs her reflection with an excerpt from the book Losing Matt Shepard by University of Wyoming professor Beth LaFreda.
LaFreda's book about the murder of a young gay student in Laramie, Wyoming, makes a case against forgetting, especially those who have been left out of history. She writes,
"I've spoken to some who want Laramie sentenced and condemned as a hateful place, some who want Laramie defended, who feel deeply that the good of this town far outshines the bad, and some who simply want the murder and all that swirls around it forgotten. Representatives of each of these sensibilities draw breath in this book, and I myself have worn a path between the first two, as I've found myself alternately persuaded by those who truly love this place and those who long to flee it. It's a whiplash condition, perhaps because Laramie itself has been whiplashed, its residents confronting a startling ugliness, watching themselves on television, trying to reconcile what they thought with what they now were forced to know. If anything has come close to uniting Laramie since October 1998, it is that condition of whiplash. There's no cure for it, certainly not forgetfulness. And instead, I've come to see the whiplash as an opportunity, a chance to see the stubborn incommensurable, the halfway covenants, and the halting transformations of Laramie in the aftermath of Matt Shepard's murder."
A passage by Beth LaFreda.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Five Valleys Land Trust.
All our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.